The Chicago Cubs were sloppy early, but the Brewers failed to take advantage, missing out on several scoring chances and falling to their rivals from the South 7-2. Brewers manager Ned Yost.
We had opportunities to score runs and break the game open a number of times, and we just didn't capitalize on it. And I mean, it definitely hurts you when you don't take advantage of the opportunities. But again, we had opportunities all throughout that game, the first six innings to pick up some runs and didn't do it.
Trailing 2-1 to start the seventh, the Cubs scored five times, three runs coming on Alfonso Soriano's three-run homer. Brewers reliever Matt Wise said Soriano got his best pitch, the changeup.
My choice is right there, either throw an 85-mile-an-hour fastball or a changeup down that I've had success with, so... Tip your hat. He obviously is locked in. He went 5-for-5 tonight and hit a ball about 800 feet off me.
Prince Fielder clubbed his league-leading 20th home run, and Dave Busch worked six-plus innings, taking the loss and falling to 3-6. Game two of that series is tonight. Fielder, by the way, the National League Player of the Month for May. He hit .321 with 13 homers and 28 RBIs during May. He's only the second Brewer to win that award since Jeremy Burdette did it back in June of 1999. The 13 home runs he hit in the month set a Brewers club record. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.